Welcome back to the Mobility Management Podcast. I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management Magazine. And for this episode, I'm joined by Bill Paul and Diana Escalera from Atlas Enterprise Software. Bill Paul is the CEO of Atlas Technology. He has a 40-year history of founding and leading new businesses, including a complex rehab technology business. For the HME supplier, Bill developed Atlas Enterprise Software, the industry's premier ERP and CRM software. Bill is also the founder of Telehealth Evals and Atlas Software, and his career has spanned several vertical markets, including aerospace manufacturing and career colleges. Diana Escalera is Chief Innovation Officer at Atlas Enterprise Software. She has 15 years of experience in the CRT industry, encompassing operational efficiencies, credentialing, billing, regulatory requirements, and overcoming audits. Throughout her career, Diana has improved processes through the use of technology to create productive environments resulting in the best outcomes for customers. And Diana has been integral in the development of Atlas Enterprise Software and the implementation of Atlas by providers across the United States. So this podcast today is sponsored by Atlas Enterprise Software, the only enterprise resource planning tool for the CRT, HME, and DME industries. Using Atlas, you can move your business into the 21st century with current technology to process orders with operational efficiencies that improve delivery times of products in compliance with payer rules, resulting in fewer errors and faster payments. Employees will work with a seamless, fully integrated cloud system that gives you a CRM, customized workflow built for the way you do business, fully integrated document management, and a comprehensive medical billing solution. Atlas Enterprise Software is a competitive advantage and provides real-time dynamic analytic reporting at your fingertips. So Bill and Diana, welcome to our podcast and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So Atlas Technology Group is sponsoring a series of mobility management podcasts this year, and I'll include the links in this podcast description so that you can easily access the first two podcasts. Those were about service department profitability and complex rehab documentation made simpler. But the overarching theme of this series is using technology to improve business efficiencies across the board for CRT and DME suppliers. And of course, those efficiencies benefit everyone on the team, from customers and caregivers to clinicians, funding sources, and referral sources. So in our third podcast, we're looking at how providers can use technology to streamline their operations. And when we were talking about this, Bill said the topic was something like, running a CRT business doesn't have to be as hard as you think. And I love that. So I stole that quote from Bill. I think it's a great way to explain what we'll be talking about. As I mentioned, Bill is the CEO of Atlas Technology, and he and his family have owned CRT and DME businesses and operated them. So Atlas was created from within, or as Diana puts it, it's battle-borne technology built by providers. We're a provider who built this technology. So Bill and Diana, I'd like to start there. Why is it important that Atlas Enterprise Software was built by CRT and DME providers? And what advantages does Atlas Enterprise Software have because it was designed by people who know the CRT and DME markets?
What Diana and I are here to do today is share some experiences that we've had over the years. So whenever Diana says battle born, we mean literally battle born. We created this software as a result of having a provider business that was in seven locations and did businesses in four different states. And each of those locations had different criteria for processing a wheelchair order or a DME product order. In doing so, each payer had a different form, each piece of equipment had different requirements, and we had to create a way to manage that through a very complex order processing system, because at the time we began to develop the Atlas system, there were no products that could do it all. We wanted to be able to do everything in a single system. The single system would have everything inclusive, from getting a referral to all of the demographics of a patient, all of the payer information, all of the forms and documentation that you needed, and then all of the order processing for getting the cost of goods and the actual product picked and bought through the system. All of the billing would be done through the system. And then we would be able to do all of the collections and get the revenue cycle down to a reasonable level. So in producing this software, we wanted to be able to address all of the pain points that we as providers had known for many, many years, and to make it able to be done seamlessly and correctly the first time.
Even though CRT and DME are technology industries, industry professionals might not have the same level of familiarity with business management software. Bill and Diana, you've mentioned to me it's possible that we don't all know what we don't know about enterprise software systems, which I think is a great way to put it. So let's talk about what an efficient enterprise-wide software system can do. For example, you mentioned it can reduce the number of full-time employees needed to process the same number of orders. So can you actually see increased revenue without also increasing the number of employees you need?
What we have tried to do in explaining an enterprise system is allow the company to establish a way to manage their business through technology. The large companies generally have the ability to have a custom-built software, maybe Oracle would build their custom software, and many of the manufacturers of the equipment that we sell is managed by an Oracle type product. What we've tried to do is bring the efficiencies that is created in an Oracle type product down to a scalable level for the CRT provider. The CRT provider, DME provider, they are unable to afford that kind of technology. And so what we have done is build a custom software that is specific to the CRT and the DME industry. And we have done so at a scalable level for the provider to afford. The efficiencies would include simple things like the data that is entered into a system, it autofills from the beginning to the end. It also reduces the human errors in data entry. So you aren't having to find an error because it didn't process correctly after you've taken it through to the billing cycle. It also has the ability to store very important information that used to be provided by what we would call a brain trust employee. That brain trust employee would be the only one that knew how to accomplish a goal, what the payer needed, how they needed it, when they needed it. So whenever you can build that into the system, you no longer are hostage to this brain trust employee. Everything is right at your fingertips within this kind of a system. The external people as well, such as the clinicians and the clients and the manufacturers, they all have ways to communicate within the system, whether it be a portal, API connection, so that whenever you're doing all of the different types of communication between these people and organizations, you can do it efficiently. You don't have to exit one system and then enter another system and then try and transfer data you received in that one to a different one. And it really allows for a single source for all of your efficiencies to complete an order to delivery.
Well, I can certainly see how the simplification also leads to greater accuracy. I mean, it's not just that it's simpler to use, it's that it's also eliminates some of those data entry errors. You've also talked to me about the need for this technology to be easy to use. It's got to be intuitive, and ideally it's all inclusive so that you don't have to have multiple types of software or multiple brands of software all patched together and forced to work with each other, possibly not very well. So what factors are we looking for in an enterprise software solution? Why is a system like Atlas a big step forward versus legacy systems from previous generations?
So when Atlas was being developed, a very big focus was making it easy to use for the end user. Anybody should be able to be hired into a company and sit down and start working in the system fairly quickly. So a big part of the foundation for that is the workflows that are built into the system. So within a system like Atlas, the workflows are telling everybody exactly what needs to be done. They're not being built as things are being processed. As somebody is working in order, there's no guessing. So a system like Atlas is going to say, okay, here's the next step. Here's the next form you need. Now it's time to verify insurance. Now it's time to schedule the delivery. It's also going to know who is required to do it. So when one step in the process is completed, a system like Atlas is automatically going to move the next step to the next person in line. So there's the intuitiveness that somebody is not having to figure out, okay, I'm done with my part. Who's next in line? A system is going to do that for them. And we've talked about the seamlessness from start to finish, so that that process is just moving people through processes very easily. There's also dashboard management. A lot of those enterprise softwares are actually working from a dashboard. So when somebody's logging into a system like Atlas, they have a to-do list. They are being told, okay, here are your priorities today. Additionally, a system like Atlas is going to have additional features on that dashboard, like the value of the particular order, or this particular order is priority because we're dealing with an ALS patient. And things along those lines are going to really help with the intuitiveness. Taking that a step further, a system like Atlas can really be used as a training tool. So when a new employee is hired, the system itself is actually being used to train the employee on things like industry standards. So, for example, not only is the system going to tell them, okay, here's what needs to be done, but it's also going to include validations. So in things like the forms, okay, the doctor's signature is not a stamp. Details like that, that companies generally have to remember to train their employees on, a system like Atlas is actually going to include that information, making training very, very easy as well.
Okay, so that sounds like something, Diana, that actually shortens the training period. And even though when you're teaching new employees, there's always the expectation of a learning curve, it sounds like Atlas, though, can actually streamline that process to make that learning curve really as efficient as possible.
Absolutely. New employees can be productive employees very quickly.
That sounds great. I think I need Atlas to organize my day and my work. Let me know when you come out with Atlas for editors. I'd like to help you test drive it. I've also heard CRT providers in particular say that because complex rehab is so unique and so complicated, that most software designed primarily for the DME market isn't a good fit for complex rehab. So what capabilities did you build into Atlas Enterprise software to address those complex rehab concerns?
In DME, you don't really have to have much of a clinician involvement. And one of the things that we did at Atlas is we created an interactive clinician involvement portal. So the clinician can work right in the Atlas system and create the reports that are needed for justifying the equipment that the ATP might want to recommend for the patient. So within the clinician portal, they can complete a comprehensive evaluation of that patient. It is a very methodical process where the clinician is able to answer a question, and then Atlas is intuitive enough to know if you've answered the question one way, then you have to answer the next question another way, or you have to add more information to justify why you answered the prior question the way you did. Once they go through that, it's a very, very efficient process. A clinician is able to complete their work in far less time than if they are working from a paper evaluation form. A paper evaluation form doesn't provide the ability to have the if-then component. So you're able to, within Atlas, do the if-then and skip questions that are not pertinent to that particular patient. And in the end, the Atlas system will prepare a narrative report based on the clinician's input that is able to be used as the justifications for all of the different HCPCS codes that the equipment requires to be justified. All of this is put together into a single report, and then this report is used to support the clinician and ATP's recommendations for equipment that the payer will review and almost always find correct and approve. This allows the pre-authorization to go much more quickly without any rebuttals from the payers, and you can get that pre-auth in advance in a quicker way than if you were doing it with longhand paper.
So to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, if I answer no to question 17 and I answer on question 18 in a way that contradicts what I said in question 17, your Atlas system would flag that for me and say, do you want to give me more detail so that these are not contradicting, or it will bring my attention to that so that I can take another look at it. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. And to expand, let's say that you have to rule out other equipment. So it will tell you to rule out a cane or a walker. And the payers are always looking for the least cost way of addressing the mobility requirements of a patient. Power is more expensive than manual. So the payers want to see, why can't the manual work? Atlas is going to prompt that to give a reason why it can't.
Okay, perfect. That is a very good look, I think, at the clinical processes and what the software can do for that. Diana, I'd like to turn to, it feels like the 1.5 million details that can be needed on that claim for that claim to go through cleanly. What did you build into this software so that all of these unique parameters can still be handled? For example, there are so many HCPCS codes, there are so many modifiers. Diana, what does your software do about those challenges?
Well, you're definitely right about there being a million little details. And modifiers is a great example. There aren't a lot of solutions out there that help with especially the Medicare pricing modifiers. Those are so complex, so confusing, and so easy to get wrong. So we have built in the actual modifiers into the system, and we at Atlas do manage those Medicare pricing modifiers for the provider. So that makes billing so much easier for the biller because they're not trying to figure out, when do I need a KU? When do I need a BP? When do I need a KY? Because the system is doing that for them. It's also automatically assigning the HCPCS codes for them. It's automatically assigning the fee schedules for them. And that is also based on patient location and equipment type. So the provider, again, is not trying to figure out, okay, is this one the rural fee schedule? Is this one the KU fee schedule? I mean, that's just specific to Medicare. The system does manage all of the fee schedules for the provider. So when they are working through an order and trying to figure out profit margins and things like that, it is based on true expected revenues. And then additional things for billers, things like payer-specific requirements as far as what needs to go where on a claim. So for the prior authorization number, is it billed on the claim level? Is it billed on the line item level? These things are built into the system, so the biller is not having to do that, and it is being auto-filled on the claim for them. So within the system and within those workflows that I talked about, the bulk of the billing work is done very early in the process. So once it does get to the claim, once the delivery is done, I'm going to steal a quote from Bill. Once the delivery driver delivers that piece of equipment, the claim can be billed out before that driver even returns to the shop. with the efficiencies in the system and the seamlessness and the front loading of all of that important information, it does just go straight to billing and make it so much more efficient. And then on the backside of that, a system like Atlas is going to have good collection tools. When we were developing Atlas, we managed collection priorities again through those dashboards. So Atlas is telling collectors and billers, hey, you have something to address, as opposed to relying on a biller to run reports and go to dig to find that information. We really thought it was important for the system to tell people when there's something to do. And then, of course, there is the sophisticated reporting in the background, which can supplement that information.
That sounds great. It just sounds like you get added consistency and accuracy in less time than it would have taken the old-fashioned way, which is everybody talking to each other a million times and then having to second guess whether this is really a situation where you would use that modifier or not. Is that fair to say, Diana?
Absolutely.
My last question I ask because a lot of mobility management's audience includes seating clinicians in addition, of course, to suppliers. So this question is about the improved efficiencies, faster equipment delivery times, reduced denials due to processing errors. All of these sound like major competitive advantages for a supplier who has an enterprise-wide system in place. And that ability to handle more claims cleanly certainly sounds like a win for their clinical partners as well, because obviously clinicians want this medically necessary equipment delivered to their consumers as quickly as possible. So as you have been working with suppliers, have you seen cases where suppliers with enterprise software have had a business advantage over their local competitors?
We have been told that by competitors that they know that their competitor in their market is using Atlas because it has created an advantage to their competitor. And what that advantage is really the ability to serve the patient in a more expeditious way, getting them to correct equipment the first time. When you can do more volume in less time, and the referral sources tell you, wow, we've never had a chair go through the process and delivered that fast. The other referral sources tend to want to have that same experience. And so they are more apt to refer to the CRT provider that can provide that expedited process and delivery of equipment to the patient.
Okay, fantastic. And Bill, what's the best website address for you if people need more information on this?
The website for Atlas is www.atlas-vue.com.
With that, we'll wrap up this podcast with Bill Paul and Diana Escalera from Atlas Enterprise Software. Bill and Diana, thanks so much for your time. Mobility Management Podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe. And you can also go onto our website, mobilitymgmt.com, to listen there. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be back again with another episode soon.